We have 10 soups that can get you through the flu season. Chicago is in the grips of particularly nasty cold and flu season. And while you're on your own when it comes to stocking up on tissues and cough drops, we're arming you with a guide of some of the best soups around. Whether you're looking for something spicy to clear your sinuses, a soothing broth for your sore throat, or a bowl of vitamin-packed goodness to help stay healthy, here are some of the spots that are ladling out delicious medicine. As I mentioned before, Kafada, which is on Carpenter Street in Pilsen. They have a pho, a Vietnamese version of chicken noodle soup made with shredded steamed chicken, wide rice noodles, bean sprouts, fried shallots, scallions, plus a side of coriander and mint to stir in for extra flavor. And you can add a bit of vitamin C or spice by also blending in some lime juice and homemade sambal. $12, Esmeralda, for a big bowl of that. And then in the next one, is Greek Islands. Go to the Greek Islands, which is a great place. Dan, you ever been to the Greek Islands?
I believe so.
It's in Greektown, so it's 200 South Halstead. Pack in some protein with the Greektown Spots hearty. I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. Not even going to try. Can you call Dean right now? Can you get Dean up right now? He'll be getting up soon anyway, right?
Yeah, right.
A-V-G-O-L-E-M-O-N-O. Avgalamano? Avgalamano? I don't know. They're Greek people right now screaming at the radio. It's a creamy soup made with chicken broth, rice, egg, and lemon. Vegetarians opt for a lentil and tomato soup served with vinegar and olive oil. $2.45 for a cup, $3.50 for a bowl. That's nice and cheap. How about that? LH Rooftop, which is at 85 East Wacker. Pumpkin soup is served with dramatic flair at this loop spot with the mix of pumpkin, pepita seeds, duck confit, and pumpkin seed oil hidden in a side of baked squash. That is lifted to spill its contents into your bowl, along with looking gorgeous. The dish is also filled with vitamins and nutrients.
Got your pronunciation here.
Yeah.
But not from...
Oh, it's not the sexy lady?
Not the lady, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Of Galmuno.
What?
Of Galmuno.
Okay. Of Galmuno. That's what
of
the...
Of Galmuno.
Okay. That's the what you get at the Greek Islands. Esmeralda, have you been to Dove's Luncheonette on Damon?
I have been... I did go once. By the way, Wrigleyville Dogs has a really good avagalmol soup.
They do?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wrigleyville Dog across the street from the Metro?
Uh-huh.
What?
I had it like a week or so ago.
Seriously?
Good.
Wow. That's interesting, man. Okay.
And they have a spinach pie, too, that's super tasty.
Oh, I've had that. I've had the spinach pie there, which is it's weird to get a spinach pie at a hot dog joint.
Right? Well, whoever's running it, they're throwing in their little spice.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Very cool. So Dove's Luncheonette is classic Mexican comfort food, and they have the, maybe you're going to have to pronounce this for me, pozole rojo?
Yeah, you're pretty much on.
Is that close?
Right, pozole.
Pozole rojo, right?
Yeah.
That's slow braised pork shoulder, hominy, and a chili broth. It's served with avocado, cabbage, cilantro, radish, and house-made tostadas so that you can customize it according to your... Man, that sounds good. Doesn't that sound good, Esmeralda?
Yeah. So they do... There's a red one, just in general. There's red, yeah. And then there's a white one, which is just... I think you use...
Is there a difference taste-wise?
Yeah, there's just different... It's not a red chili. They use different chilies.
Okay.
I think they use tomatillos.
Mm.
So it's almost green, but they just call it a white pozole.
You know, that's what you want, a nice, spicy, good soup, Gale Street Inn, the Tomatino soup. Did you have it when we went, Esmeralda?
I did not.
Yeah, the Tomatino soup is good. So good. Nice and spicy, and they put some tortilla chips crunched up in there,
mm-hmm.
and a dollop of sour cream on top. So good. Lux Bar on Bellevue Place. Chicken soup made with brown rice or rice noodle, egg noodles is $7. It's such a favorite that it's always on the menu at this Gold Coast bar, which recently had French onion soup topped with a toasted baguette and broiled Swiss and Parmesan cheese. And then, of course, Manny's, which you have yet to go to, Esmeralda. You got to get out there.
Haven't been to Manny's.
Manny's Cafeteria and Delicatessen on Jefferson Street. A truly original cure at the 75-year-old South Loop Deli, where you can get the small bowl of matzo ball soup for $3.95, the large for $7.95. For a heartier spin, add egg noodles, white rice, or kreplach, dumplings made with ground beef and onion to the chicken broth for $1. I've had the soup there, Esmeralda, and like everything at Manny's, it's awesome.
Very good.
It's awesome. And by the way, if you go in there and get like a corned beef on rye, you will barely get through half of it. It's that kind of, you know, I mean, you go to a good deli, they stack the meat up like, you know, 5 inches.
Yeah.
So good. The Soul Taco at 738 North Clark. You've been there?
Where is it?
738 North Clark in River North.
Yes.
And they've got a spicy pork belly stew that combines cubed pork belly with kimchi fermented for at least 2 weeks, both seared and blended with green onions, tofu, kimchi juice, red pepper flakes, and hot pepper paste. Boy, that sounds good. I'd eat that all day. I'd eat that off a flip-flop! That's Guy Fieri, or that's Bobby Moynihan doing Guy Fieri. All right, well, hang on. I got a few more here that we'll do a little bit later on, since we're going to be talking about food and weird combinations later. But right now, we got to take a break for the news. And then after the news, get your finances ready, because Kim Langford's going to answer some questions, and she'll join us right after the news, which is next. We are going to talk about weird food combinations. Think about this, and we would love to hear from you. What people do you know, or yourself, that puts two combinations, weird combinations of food that you think sound weird and you probably wouldn't try. Maybe you think it's disgusting, but people around you or yourself think it's great and you eat it. But before that, I wanted to get to the rest of these soups, Esmeralda. We've got three more here.
Mm-hmm.
Soup Box, which I've been to. There's two locations. There's the 50 East Chicago, and then there's 2943 Broadway. And have you been to Soup Box, Esmeralda?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, I love their soup. The extensive variety of soups at the Gold Coast and Lakeview restaurants will help you get through a prolonged illness. Favorites include creamy chicken and wild rice made with carrots, onion, and thyme, and broccoli. There is also white cheddar with a creamy broth filled with broccoli florets, carrot, onion, garlic, and shredded cheese. Add more variety to your diet by getting your soups in a bread bowl over a potato. So you get the soup over a potato. Yeah, I've been to Soup Box. It's a very cool place. Have you been to Strings Ramen?
I have, yeah.
There's two locations there. There's one on South Archer and the one at 919 West Belmont. Are they good?
Yeah, I love their ramen.
Yeah. Executive chef Katie Dong recommends ordering one of the restaurant's soups with miso broth, since fermented soy is long. I'm sorry. Miso soup. What do you think of, Dan? Miso soup.
I my brain's not working this morning. I think I'm going to pass.
Ron Santo.
Oh, that's right. There you go.
Esmeralda, you've heard the clip, right? Ron had a pretty adverse reaction to having some miso soup.
Oh, I don't know.
And he had to leave and go to the bathroom. Ron Santo was not happy with the miso soup. And I can't remember what stadium they served it at. Well, I think it was at Wrigley. I think it was actually at Wrigley. But that's the thing. Are you going to eat miso soup at Wrigley Field? Is that the place where you want to? You know, I'm sure they have the high-end chefs, you know, serving the food, you know, to Pat and Ron at the time. Yeah, so let's see. It's got fermented soy. It's loaded with probiotics and vitamins to help you fight off a cold, along with sodium that will replenish your body if your stomach is acting up. Try the broth blended with toasted garlic and sesame oils, scallion, sweet corn, bamboo, bean sprouts, and pork loin. Ooh, that sounds good. Or you can opt for one of the location specifics, like Chinatown's mixture of pork, shrimp, crab meat, and scallops, or Lakeview's turkey ramen. What have you had there, Esmeralda?
I've had the tonkatsu.
Mm-hmm. What's
in
that?
Super good.
What's in that?
It's pretty much the same thing. It's just a different style of broth.
Yeah.
It's a broth that's been cooked. It has pork. It's been cooked for, I think they do it like 2 days, something like
oh,
that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So it comes out really creamy, and it's really nice.
Oh. Oh. Before we get back to the discussion, do we have this? We have Ron Santo's little issue with miso soup. This was back when they were broadcasting here on GN. We got this.
I mentioned Nelson Figueroa is from Brooklyn. He went to Brooklyn's Abraham Lincoln High School, graduated in '92, and that's located in Coney Island. And Ron, I'll tell you, it's amazing the other famous people that have gone to that Lincoln High School. Sportscaster Marv Albert, singer Neil Diamond, former Met star Lee Mazzilli went to that high school, as Derek Lee bats, takes low for a ball, and the former playwright Arthur Miller, way back in 1932. Arthur was married to Marilyn Monroe for a while.
Yeah, I remember that. Everybody was married to Marietta.
How could you forget? Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss by Derek Lee in the count 1-1. I beg your pardon, did you say everyone was married?
Everybody was married.
Well, she made some delicious miso soup, we understand.
Oh,
1-1, here's the pitch to Derek Lee, and it's down low, 2-1. We were chuckling before the game. We were chuckling. Ronnie was not
no,
chuckling.
No, I was not chuckling.
Ronnie was sweating. Here's the 2-1 on Lee. And the pitch. Fastball is in for a strike, 2-2. But we all had some of the delicious soup that Robert Chamberlain, the chef here at Wrigley Field, cooked for us. Had a little bit of an adverse effect on you, didn't it, Ron?
We don't talk toilet talk on the air.
No, Ron had a look of great agitation on his face for a few moments there. 3-2 on Derek Lee.
Agitation, yes. It's a good word. When I broke down the door.
Lee hits a little ground ball back to the mound. Thankfully, this inning is over. Lee bounces back to the mound. Figueroa throws out Lee. Cubs go quietly. Ron wasn't so quiet earlier. At the end of one, Cubs nothing, Mets nothing.
There you go, man. There it is, Esmeralda. A little issue with the miso soup.
Oh, boy.
Had to break down the bathroom door. I miss Derek Lee. Dan, don't you miss Derek Lee?
And, Pat Hughes, when I introduced him at the Cubs convention, he's like, if not my favorite, you know, like one of my all-time favorite Cubs.
Yeah. No question about it,
number
man.
25.
During that mid-late 2000 era, my favorite Cub, man. He was just such a badass. All right, so one more soup place, Esmeralda, and it's at 110 West Illinois, so not very far from here. And it's Sunday, it's called. Or Sunda. It's a River North restaurant that offers a build-your-own ramen menu for lunch during the winter with a basic bowl of poached egg, ramen noodles, scallion sprouts, and your choice of miso or tonkatsu broth, costing $10. The massive list of add-ons includes roasted duck, oxtail pot stickers, and bone marrow. Oh, man. Is it open now, Dan? Can we find out?
We do drive by it every day.
Do we?
Mm-hmm.
Where? It's on. Oh, yeah, it's on Illinois. Of course, we take Illinois in.
Yep.
All right. 110 West.
It's right past the dance studio.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll have to stop in the morning after the show because I'm sure they'll be open. I want some oxtail pot stickers and some bone marrow right now. Esmeralda, doesn't that sound good?
Yeah.
Man. All right. So, you know, it's really crazy when you talk about the high end. It's so weird to say ramen and then, like, think high end. Because the first thing that pops into most people's heads when you say ramen is, like, college dorm rooms. You know, you know, the packaged ramen. But ramen is, like, it's a really good dish. But it's just that now, when you think of it, you think, yeah, okay, that's that crap that you boil on the, you throw the hot water in, and it costs a quarter. You can eat a whole bowl of ramen for a quarter.
Well, if you go to Asian markets, you can find a lot of higher end ramen bowls
that you can make at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like the free. It's like ramen for home, but it's a much nicer quality.
Yeah. Ramen gets college kids through their years, though, man. Cans of tuna and ramen. That's what you eat when you're in college. All right. We got a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about weird food combinations that people like. Maybe it's your relatives, your mother, your grandmother, your grandfather. They ate weird things together. And we've got some southern combinations that are weird and some other really weird food combinations. So what do you eat together that nobody should or you think it's really weird? Strange food combinations. We want to hear from you. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. 312-981-7200.